It's a good show.
Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half-price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Benders, don't be a jerk. That's when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey townies, welcome to another episode of
Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Rosen.
Allison Rosen.
Aww.
We're your new best friends.
That's right, all three of you.
I'll take it.
I love it.
I feel like Jason didn't pipe in as much as you guys did when you all said Dumb People Town. I don't mean to call you out so early, but
already
I just...
Already on it.
I was like, is he even... Oh,
does
I guess he
even
is.
Think it is? He's there.
Moving his mouth.
You
but...
know, it kind of... Everybody has to fill different gaps. It's like, I'm sure
I
not...
felt Dan... coming in strong, and I didn't want to compete
with it.
Listen,
do all the four tops sing at the same...
One of the four tops never sang one word for 20 years.
Just aesthetically,
top
yeah.
number
he had the moves.
He
had
he was
the moves.
A decoy top.
Top number three move.
I call him the bottom.
Yeah.
He was
a power top. He was a power top.
You know what this was like? It's like on an exercise video when there's like the high impact aerobics person mm-hmm. and then low the, person mm-hmm. who's yeah. like not jumping.
I'm the one for the people at home who are like, I can't do that.
This is Jay.
You're in the back.
Jay's the person on P90X who just had surgery. It's like, now we understand you right. can't do everything.
You're there to represent limitations. JC back here is doing an adjusted movement. Let's look at JC, how he doesn't actually pick his feet up.
No. But it's inspiring.
He's right. still getting the benefits.
Right.
There's a lot of Jason's like, doing push-ups while sitting down.
Now look over here, Jason. You don't need weights to do this.
He's still getting the benefits.
No, that's not a full squat. That's actually more of a sit, and he hasn't gotten back up from the chair. But that
say it
just
with me,
that.
He's still getting the benefits. No one said it with me. All right.
You know what I recall about P90X having like done it from a sitting down position, basically, which is like I gave up kind of early. Yeah. But I think the guy that leads it, and I don't know his name, at one point,
Tony Horton.
There you go.
Yeah.
Doesn't he just like isn't. He's sweating or something, and he's like, you know, all that, that's DNA. And I'm like, that's so gross.
We're doing DNA removal. Yeah. That's what he says.
Don't call
he said,
it that.
That tank top was light green when we started out. I've done a lot of
P90X. I've done it too. It's the greatest. That's how you get it.
Yeah, love some love
but DNA love removal some refers to something else.
My favorite part is, I think it's...
I like it.
I think that it is chest and back. Mm-hmm. I can't remember, but there's a part where he goes... Halfway done. A lot of workouts would be done right now. Not us. And there was a day when I was like, yeah, a lot of would be done. Like I would have said, I'm good.
I'm
but
good.
But you do finish it. But I was like, yeah, I would be done right now. I'd be like, that was good.
Well, Dan, there was a lot more DNA to get rid of. All right.
It's true.
Speaking of DNA, I think it is in our DNA currently as a world
to devolve.
I think we're devolving. I think we think we're getting smarter. Mm-hmm. We have the technology. We have all the things that we think make us smart, but it's actually making us dumber. The world's getting dumber as we speak. And our only way to combat it is through getting great stories from our fans. They send them to us, and then the four of us get to riff off them. Now, Jay and I have not seen these stories or heard them. You haven't either, Allison.
I have not.
Right. Dan has barely read them.
Right. Skimmed.
Skimmed.
I skimmed them.
Let's He's get into one. Them. We have Allison Rosen here. Let's
All right,
get
here
into
we go. Ready?
Yes.
But I like how you start sort of like a magician. Like, now, I have not seen these cards.
Right.
Yes.
We have not seen these stories.
We have not seen these stories.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
This was sent in by Logan! Exclamation point.
Can you put an exclamation
Maybe
point
Maybe it isn't,
in your,
but it certainly looks like one.
Can you
one.
Put one in your Twitter account?
You can in your
know.
Name.
In your name.
In your name, not your handle.
Not the handle.
Right.
Can Fine. You put it in your name, like in your actual name?
Of course.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Like
Allison!
Dude, you can get your driver's license photo taken with a strainer on your head. Remember Pastafarian? That's
a thing.
Yeah, yeah. If you're a Pastafarian, it's a recognized religious garb.
Hey, I believe that.
Why not?
I dated a guy who had... He was in a band.
White guy with dreads?
No, but a white guy who had, he bleached his hair,
mm-hmm.
and he went to get his license renewed, and for hair color, he wrote down white. And I was like, I don't think that's what they're looking for here.
No. Also, not what you're going to stick with.
Right. So if he goes missing, they'll never find him.
Never.
And here's the thing. He definitely will go missing. I'm just
he went missing from my life.
Can we guess the type of music?
Yes.
Okay. How old were you at the time?
Yeah, give me a time frame.
I was 19.
Okay. And where are we located in
Orange
the country?
County.
Okay.
Orange County.
Okay. Well, it's got to be Scott.
Scott Band.
It's got to be
Scott. It was. But
he's a rude
jazzy,
boy.
Jazzy Scott.
Of course, yeah. I never get to guess. That was so much fun.
Rude boy. All right. What
okay.
do we got?
Logan at Logan Flogart at LoganFlogart.
Thanks, what buddy.
I'm going to tell you before we get into this story, there is no specifics, but it really happened.
Okay.
We do not know where this took place, like what.
We're short on facts.
It took place at a Taco Bell, but no one knows where. No one knows the name of anybody involved, but it's real.
Great.
Okay.
I find that hard to believe already.
I love that you brought your skeptic hat. Thank you.
There was a time when Taco Bell didn't have nacho fries. This is a story about that time. Because now,
so is this like,
have you ever eaten the nacho fries?
Is this like
no.
a fairy tale? Nacho
no, I'm not.
Is this like a diarrhea fairy tale? Like, you know what I mean? Like, let me sit down and let grandpa tell you about the olden
Peter
days.
Falk cozies up to your bed. He's like,
right, let me tell you.
This is the diarrhea diaries.
One more question here.
All right.
Tsetse flies, Sheldon, the size of eagles.
The size of small birds.
A hangry woman claimed she couldn't order. Go ahead.
I'm with you. Hangry needs to hit the bricks.
Yeah.
You hate the term?
I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's too trendy.
It's too, it like, mixes too
Was
many
everyone
things.
Hungry and angry before?
No.
Or have they just decided retroactively that that is a emotion or sensation they felt?
I like when a person just knows you well enough to be like, you need to eat.
Yeah.
Well, there's that. And then I just, it gives you the impression when people say, she's hangry.
Right.
Like, give her something to eat. She's hangry. Like, there's not enough time to say both words. Like, you're in an action movie.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
if we don't.
Right. Stat.
If I start to say every word out loud, she's going to explode like a bomb. Like,
and
she's,
also, and
she's,
also,
she's hangry. And I'm angry at you for not planning ahead, you dummy.
Well, that's
right.
the thing.
If you're an adult and you're hangry, then you're awful.
They should have changed hangry with dumb.
Dumb.
And you're going to find
out.
Then
you're a dumb dummy.
A hangry woman claimed she couldn't order French fries at Taco Bell because the workers there are racist.
Well, those are two separate things. Those are two separate things. Yes,
right.
they are racist, but that's not
well,
why you can't
order. Being able to, oh, you can order them, whether they're racist or not, you can still order them.
Yeah.
The racism could come into whether or not they give them to you, but you ordering them has nothing to do
the
with whether
or not. Racism comes into what they do to the fries before they hand
is
them to
you. Is she white or black?
Yeah, she's white.
So the white hangry woman walks in and she's like, excuse me, I'd like to order. And they're like, oh, white bitch.
Right.
Take your crack ass out. You go that way, white devil.
And you're like, maybe they are. Yeah.
Maybe it is.
Maybe
because.
She's a regular.
Maybe it is because.
Maybe she's a regular and they know who they're talking to. The unidentified and apparently very confused woman enters the fast food joint and tells the cashier, quote,
I want French fries.
I just literally want a medium French fries from the dollar menu.
I just literally want is our words you should never Mm-mm. say to someone you don't know. You're drunk. You
right.
don't. Oh, she's hangry, Jay.
Literally she's hangry.
Have you ever been?
Also, guys, in the video, she does not appear drunk. There's no drugs seem to
she's
be in play.
She's hangry.
She's literally just walked into a fast food place.
I literally just want some French fries.
Right.
As opposed to what? Like, I'm going to give you a figurative order and then you interpret what
right,
I want?
Right.
Yeah. Representative.
Right. The Taco Bell worker then chimes in saying, French fries, we don't sell French fries. And then the customer responds, quote, you're Burger King. You don't sell French fries? She's in a Taco Bell.
That's how hangry she is.
And this is not a combination Burger King and Taco Bell.
No.
I'm at the Pizza Hut.
No.
I'm at the Taco Bell.
No.
I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
I don't know
Why did
know
that
this.
Song ever catch on?
I don't know this
you know
song.
Again?
Yes, of course I know
Get
it.
Get it on. Get it on.
I don't want to.
No. Wait, what is it? Because I'm bopping
She's
around.
In.
It's hard for me to
I
look
love
for it.
It.
Allison Rosen
it's
is
hard
Lil
for me
is that Lil
to
no,
look for it.
Who is
Pizza,
it?
What is it? Pizza Hut Taco Bell.
No, it's another
Earl Sweatshirt.
No.
No, it's.
Literally, it's called, the band's called Das Racist.
Das Racist.
Das Racist.
They're actually really good.
Really?
There, yes, fantastic.
We have to wait for 15 seconds of me watching an IHOP commercial about French toast rolls.
Right, so, but let me just establish
only 2 seconds left.
What I'm establishing is this woman did not walk into.
This is it?
Yeah.
They seem excited about it. Can I jump ahead, you think?
Yeah.
I'm at this.
Is that in our ears or not?
I don't know.
It's coming.
I can't tell either.
I can hear
it. I plugged it in.
All right, we're good.
Okay. We found out.
I love it.
Guys, that was worth it.
But here's the deal.
This is like that scene in I Love You, Man.
She is not. Yeah, we're trying to get you to like rush through like tiny little earbuds. All right. So here's the deal. She's not at a combination pizza at Taco Bell. She is not at a combination Burger King Taco Bell. She is just at Taco Bell.
Right.
And she's like, you are Burger King.
Right.
Give me my fries.
Yeah. Right.
That's like
to which they say we aren't Burger King.
But by the way, isn't that
classic racist response?
Yeah, okay, but isn't that
we're
happening?
Get to it.
Isn't that happening more and more these days? To me, I feel like that is the metaphor for our current administration. They walk into a Taco Bell and they're like, "This is Burger King." You're like, "No, it's not." Mm-hmm. You're the fake news,
right?
It's,
why are you lying?
It's a Taco Bell.
Attempting to clear up the confusion, the employee says, "This is my favorite part. You think you're in a Burger King? This is a Taco Bell." Welcome to Taco Bell. We don't sell French fries.
That is like laying that shit out. How is that? How is that? That's so much better than think outside the bun.
I know.
Like, say that again. Say the end of that again.
Welcome to Taco Bell. We don't sell French fries.
That's way better
what
than
they do now.
They do now, but at that time.
They
didn't. At that time, that
maybe
been
she was a time traveler.
They should have taken advantage.
Maybe her decision and her, like, she inspired them
to get the.
But, like, it reminds me like a movie or somebody's trying to make somebody else, like, come out of a trip or something like that, where they're like, you think you're in a Burger King.
You're in a Taco Bell.
Welcome to Burger King.
Welcome to Taco Bell. Yeah. We do not serve French fries. But is she a deep fryer Rosa Parks? Like, before her, they didn't sell French fries. Now they do.
She made it happen.
She fought for rights.
She wants to sit at the front of the fry.
Then, the agitated woman appears to ask for some variation of French fries from the burrito and taco franchise before she turns around and addresses other customers saying, this is racism at its fucking finest.
What?
First of all, it's never fine.
No.
Secondly... Never. A patron at the eater can be heard yelling to her, no, it's not, girl.
Adding a girl also.
Right.
Girl,
no,
pejorative.
It's not,
pejorative.
Girl. They have tacos and burritos, prompting her to double down, which is a KFC menu.
Ah,
item,
so double down where
and
the
say,
bread is chicken.
No, it is. I'm glad you have four eyes. That's what she says to this other customer.
She calls him
Four Eyes.
Yeah.
She said, no, it is. I'm glad you have four eyes. He comes back over the top and says, and you have no eyes. Look at the menu.
Wow.
By the way, old Four Eyes brought it.
Yeah.
Old Four Eyes brought every single bit.
To quote my son, she got roasted.
The guy who's saying all this to her is off camera. And then someone standing next to him, you can tell they're close to each other. Another customer jumps in. So the guy says, and you have no eyes. Yeah. Look at the menu. Then another customer jumps in and said, you're ignorant as fuck.
Get roasted. You got roasted.
Get roasted.
The woman continues to argue with another customer.
I love it.
And then the first guy says to her, would you go to Burger King and order tilapia or a taco? No, you wouldn't.
Oh,
I love how
nobody says tilapia.
Suddenly,
not one store ever.
To which I hope Taco Bell employees are like, we also do not have tilapia.
None of the fish we have here is real. And the fish...
they don't
Nothing
sell fish
was
tacos.
Ever caught in water.
Taco Bell does not
I've gotta,
sell fish tacos.
I've got to play you guys just that like exchange.
I
want to
hear that exchange.
I'm going to play it. We'll do it as best we can. Here we go.
She wasn't even that confrontational.
Way,
not
like
that
literally.
Heated.
Like literally.
Wait, here she goes.
I,
I mean, that guy.
He's my favorite.
That guy was like doing a Ron Funches impression.
Yeah, or he was like auditioning for like a RuPaul like runway star show. Would you go there and order a tilapia? Maybe you would. Let me ask you this. Would you order a tilapia?
She's straight from the gym.
Yeah.
Headphones around. All she wanted was some like post workout french fries.
I'm hangry
from the gym.
Would you order a tilapia?
So
is she not drunk? I figured she's she was not drunk.
I'm telling
she's drunk on dopamine, or not dopamine, but
endorphins.
Like, endorphins.
The woman appears to grow increasingly agitated, saying she had asked a worker at the window. So I guess she'd already gone through the drive thru.
She really doesn't have eyes.
Do you sell french fries? This is what she said. I went to the window and I asked, do you sell french fries? And she said nothing to me. She just looked at me like I was a piece of shit.
Well, you are. You are, so that's not
weird. Or at least you're acting like one today.
Yeah, right.
But I love that some other employee had already dealt with her in the drive-thru and didn't even respond. Remember the woman who was like, I'm going to help you figure out where you are. The other person was like, I'm just looking at you.
Yeah. I just imagine the person was like, and you can't see this right now, but ask me if we have, Allison, ask me if we have french fries.
Do you have french fries?
Yeah, the head went down.
Withering.
just kind of like
I would slowly.
Excuse me.
I would slowly move my index finger towards my name tag that says Taco Bell.
Yeah. That is so she didn't get the response she wanted.
Right.
Went into the store.
She leans in. She's leaned in on every encounter
she has. Is she having a stroke? Like, what is happening to her brain?
She wanted french fries. Finally.
By the way, totally fine to want french fries. Post-workout, maybe not great, but...
You earned them.
You earned it.
Finally, another employee tries to alleviate the situation, but the woman refuses and decides to leave, saying, I don't like what happened here.
Nobody likes what happened here.
Nobody. Go ahead.
Who filmed this? Just some random person.
I think the guy who yelled, you're ignorant as fuck.
Okay.
So it had to start... even before this, because a second employee is the one who tries to like reset. Everybody at Taco Bell was like, let's help her.
Let's help this woman out. Right. She's not going to get what she needs.
Right.
And let's just try and help her.
It is not known immediately which Taco Bell establishment this happened.
In my mind, she's like a tightly wound defensive workout bitch.
Yeah.
I recently entered an elevator and a woman who had clearly just come from working out and who was in a rush, like, hurried past me. Mm-hmm. And I got in the elevator and I was like, oh my God. And I have a pretty high tolerance for farts, but the most insane fart smell, like, assaulted me. So she clearly... Right, because I'm sure it's some, like, supplement-infused workout fart.
Mm-hmm. Right. Creatine.
Yeah, I don't know. Fart. Whatever it was.
Powder came out.
Yeah. There was the equivalent of a fart that's been juicing.
Right.
So
like a GNC engineer. I mean,
yes.
That is like a serious dust. Will women dust other people like that?
I think that maybe she got out on that floor because she couldn't handle her own business anymore.
She
should
be taking the stairs anyway.
Right. Well, so anyway, this woman's, and my sense of her was just that she's like tightly wound, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the sense I get from this woman, except the french fries is throwing me off.
It's throwing you off because the french fries tells you, like, are you stoned? Did you work out stoned?
Right.
I have no idea.
She seems
I just
way
loved that it,
out of it.
It took a community of people at a Taco Bell to, like, everybody was... Right. There was, like,
nobody else was dumped.
I feel like this is the type of community that after she left and walked out of the store, people clapped. It's like the same people that when a plane lands, everyone's like, yes.
Yes.
But she also seems like that plane of crazy.
She suffered a head injury. Like, maybe she was doing CrossFit and maybe the bar hit her head and now she's in this post, like, head injury, like, post-trauma moment and she doesn't know where she is.
Right.
I want to give her that possibility.
I hope.
Because she really thinks it is really funny when people lean into something that is wrong.
Yeah.
And just continue down that path.
Just keep going.
Like, her reasoning didn't even make sense. Like, I love that the guys just shut her down.
You have four eyes.
You have no eyes.
And you have no eyes
because read the menu. Boom. That is a shutdown.
Would you order tilapia?
No, I also love her. She's like, this is racist. The guy's like, no, girl, it isn't.
It isn't, girl. Like, don't go there. I mean, these guys are like defense attorneys for...
They were so quick with their response. It's like this has happened to them before.
Right?
Right.
We got one of these.
I think if you spend enough time at a Taco Bell, you're used to dealing with an altercation.
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I also think, anything at like racism at its finest or anything at its finest, mm-hmm. that much like hangry grinds my gears, and that I feel like it's a combination of words that means nothing. Mm-hmm. When I lived in New York and when I started doing television stuff, I went on a local news station to, I was working at Time Out New York and mm-hmm. we were doing, I don't know what it was, but I was representing some like food story that was in the magazine. So mm-hmm. it was like, you know, the greatest whatever's from different restaurants or something. And so it was a segment that someone else in news told me is called Shit on a Table. So it's like, and here we have, you know, like a spread of purses yeah, exactly. or it was like a spread of different yeah,
right.
food
shit
items.
Shit on a table.
Yeah.
It
could be at the Port Authority on a blanket, but hits on this table.
Kenny Lee and Hoda crush Shit on a Table.
Yeah.
They
it's
are
a,
always
it's a
about
real
shit on the
talent.
Table.
Yeah. And then so then like the newscaster sort of walks you through and you yeah. discuss each thing.
Right.
And at the last minute, one of the items switched, and suddenly it was, so I like didn't know what to say about it or whatever. And so they suggested, what we think you should say about this is that it's comfort food at its finest. I don't want to,
I don't,
though.
I know.
It's
but
maybe
that
not
is what
at
I
its
said.
Point. You did say it's
I believe
point.
I did say that.
You were young, you were green.
I sold out. I'm sorry.
That's so funny.
I have a real thing about.
This is hangriness
at its finest. Yes, you're right.
But that's a new t-shirt right there. Dumbness at its finest.
Okay, but if you're a kid, all right, and your parents haven't fed you for 5 hours because their own incompetency,
right?
You don't have the capability of giving yourself food. That's on your parents.
Right.
When you're an adult and you can walk into a Taco Bell by yourself and call it a Burger King, you have the ability mm-hmm. to get yourself food.
So
you
worried,
should never be hangry.
I'm worried about
never.
Whoever is in her path as she drives out of there looking right. for... like a Del Taco or to get some french
fries. I hope she walked into Burger King and decided she wanted tacos.
Walked into Burger King and was like, can I have a tilapia chalupa?
I know for a fact. You guys
someone
have,
said, like, I was at a Taco Bell
yours.
And they said I could get
a tilapia.
A tilapia.
No, that's a thing. You've now just created a thing.
A tilapia.
Tilapia. Oh, my God.
A tilapia is a tilapia chalupa.
All right, there we go.
Story one.
Fourth story down the book. We just came up with a new dish for Taco Bell. The tilapia.
I'm
tilupia.
Good. You guys tell me how it is.
Al's Rosen is here. When we come back, more Dumb People Down right after this. Hey guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town. Allison Rosen is here. She has a great podcast. Allison Rosen is your new best friend.
That's right.
We've done it.
Although we're like old best friends of yours. So
we
you
go
can't
way
even
back
say
now.
That we're new anymore.
I know. In fact, I recently did Maria Menounos' show, and she a couple times referred to it as Allison Rosen is your best friend.
Yeah.
Didn't even correct her.
No, because
like,
you're like,
it's true.
Because after a while, the new fades away.
Yeah.
It is such a fun and lovely podcast, and we love doing it. We've done it a couple times now, and we just go over to your
Thank
apartment
you.
And you hang out, and it's just a blast. And
thank you so much.
Love doing it, and you are so good at this podcasting thing. I feel like you figured it out.
Thank you very much. I'm having the best time here with you guys, and I'm sitting here admiring your conceptual podcast thinking, this is so much fun. Why didn't I think of this?
And well, you have a book out.
I do, yes. Tropical Attire, Encourage, and Other Phrases That Scare Me. It's a book of short, fun, little confessional essays. My husband, each one is illustrated. My husband did the illustration.
That's cool.
It's a very cute story, backstory.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that.
So everyone go get it. And also, I don't know when this is airing, but I'm doing a book signing May 11th.
Yeah, you can always, and where will that be?
At the Last Bookstore in LA.
Oh, nice.
At 7:30 p.m. And they're billing it as, like, I thought it's just a book signing. Where
but
I'll,
you'll tell stories and do
I'll
stuff,
I'll read
right?
from the book and do a Q&A is what I thought. But they're billing it as an evening with Allison Rosen. So
ooh.
I feel like I need to do a soft shoe.
You better have hats.
You're going have to.
You better have characters.
You're going to book an opener.
You better have tilupias for that audience.
Who does a tilupia?
Right. That's one of my characters. It's going to be a one-woman show,
you
I
gotta
guess.
You got to come out in a workout outfit and just be like, I'm hangry. I'm hangry. I'm going to talk about
I'm hangry for some
I
book reading.
Fries. Who's hangry for another chapter?
This book sounds awesome and fantastic. Is it your first book?
It is my first book.
That's exciting.
How was that? Was it difficult to kind of dig in, or did you feel like it just came?
Well, here's the thing. I had a syndicated column mm-hmm. for a while, And so my husband, for my birthday one year, he's very crafty and creative, mm-hmm. and like he'll decide, I want to learn how to do that, and he'll watch some YouTube videos, and then all of a sudden
he'll
do it.
And then he knows how to do it.
Right, mm-hmm. whereas I don't even like to use scissors. Like, I'm very not good with my hands.
Maybe it's good that you don't like to use scissors. I don't want you getting hurt.
This is true. So he made an actual hardcover book of the first year of syndicated columns, and he illustrated each one and gave this to me as a gift, and it looks like a real book.
That's awesome.
The company that put the columns out, they got wind of it and they're like, we want to turn this into a real book. We want to put it out as a book. So that's what this is. I mean, it changed a little bit from the version
what
that he
made
to this. Yeah. But so the answer is, was it hard? No, not really. It was already written.
That's great.
Beautiful. By the way, Dan, you said that's awesome that he made that book. And all I can think about is I need to do more for my wife.
Yeah.
I'm not doing enough for this woman. This guy's binding books and
putting
He loves you.
Very lucky.
He loves you.
It's very sweet. However, if you don't think that every time it's time to give him a gift, I'm like, oh,
what am I going to do? I can't top that.
And I naturally am not.
Too much pressure.
I feel like it's a gift that's so nice, it's rude.
Yeah.
It's sort of like
fuck you.
Fuck you
for giving me that.
Yeah. I have a son, and we're in a mommy and daddy and me group. Mm-hmm. And so there's lots of kids' birthday parties that we go to. Mm-hmm. We went to, and the group used to meet on Sunday mornings. We went to one on a Saturday, mm-hmm. and on Sunday morning we met for the class, and the mother of the kid whose birthday it was, passed out thank you notes. Like when I got to my seat, there was a thank you note there. And I'm like, that's so polite. It's rude.
Because now I got to write one.
So yeah.
You know what you do? You should start writing your welcome notes. And see if you can get her to write your welcome. Thank you for your welcome notes. And just make it.
Here we go.
Gratitude arms race. Let's do it. That's amazing.
We're going to see who blinks first, mother.
All right, so your awesome book is available on the Amazons, I'm assuming.
Yes, it is, and it's a book. It's an ebook.
Great,
and it's an audio book. Yes,
can you get
it
an Audible?
You get sure
it
can.
Okay, so when you get the
and it's read by me with extra. Great. There's extra bonus content, and there's a conversation with my husband at the end where we talk about the making of the book.
Okay, oh, nice. So cool. Here's what I'm going to tell our listeners: you're already going to Audible. If you're already a user and you've done the 30-day free trial or whatever through our thing to listen to Sklar's and Stripes, which is our comedy documentary.
Every single person who's downloading this thing should be downloading and reviewing Sklar's and Stripes on Audible.
Please do that, but then do the same thing
for
Allison's book.
Those reviews
One more
are
time,
important.
Tell them the name of it.
Tropical Attire Encouraged and Other Phrases That Scare Me. And I will tell you the backstory of that particular story, speaking mm-hmm. of Maria Menounos, who I just mentioned. Mm-hmm. She invited me to a party at her place, and it was like a tiki-themed party, mm-hmm. big tiki-themed blowout, and it said Tropical Attire Encouraged. So I did not go. Because I just...
You can't. That's a scary phrase.
It really is.
What kind of tropical attire do you have?
I have a sweater and jeans.
There you go.
And I know it said encouraged. It didn't say required.
Right.
But you know, if I showed up in a sweater and jeans, I'd be the only one. The whole night, everyone would be like, aren't you hot? Aren't you hot?
Or
and I would have been hot.
You'd be the only one wearing tropical attire if you went with it. And that's also
By the way,
better.
And you could say there are people in tropical locales who just like to wear sweaters. Thank you.
I would show up
in a Hawaiian shirt and a Detroit Tigers hat.
Tropical attire?
Oh, yeah.
You're trying to be, what's his name? Higgins? Magnum P.I.
Yeah.
Travel attire. You could also say, hey, there's hurricane season two. And I'm just
you come over with the hunker down phase of tropical attire. A hammer and nails, and you just board up her windows. Tropical attire. You're welcome,
Menounos.
That's amazing. I should have done all of that, but instead I stayed home and then wrote about it.
Beautiful.
Well, it worked out.
It worked out better for you. Pick up the book, Tropical Attire Encouraged. Allison Rosen. Let's jump into another story, shall we?
Here we go. This is a short one, but the mentality that takes place is perfect. Sent in by Alexander Grosby.
Alexander Grosby.
No, that's too short. It didn't work for you guys.
Alexander Grosby.
Now it kind of works. Okay.
And there's a million things he hasn't done, please.
But he sent in the story.
Yeah. Get in on it, Allison.
History. Thank you.
At Music Groz. G-R-O-Z. See,
it is Music Groz.
I know. Alexander Grosby. Bing Grosby, if you're nasty. Okay.
I'm a huge fan of Grosby.
Grosby still Nash. Okay. Nash. Yep. And Young.
Yep. Bill Grosby. Okay. You know what?
Convicted.
Hopefully we never hear that joke or reference again.
All right.
Okay. Christopher Maxwell of the 8200 block of 92nd Avenue entered the Speedway at 700 US 1 about 2:30 a.m. Friday.
So many numbers already.
Okay. I know. We just unlocked the safe.
8200 block 8200 block of 90th Street.
92nd
Street.
Not 90th. Avenue. 90th avenue. Street, that's a totally different avenue.
He enters the Speedway.
Yep, at 700 US 1. Speedway, which I imagine Speedway, is the PCH.
And Speedway right? being
a highway.
Speedway is the gas station.
Oh, Speedway gas station.
Oh.
Enter the Speedway at 700 US 1, which has got to be...
Highway 1.
Highway 1. Yeah.
PCH, right? Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Sounds like it.
Or Highway 1. I don't know how far up it goes.
PCH is Pacific Coast Highway if you're not... If you also haven't moved here yet like I used to. Okay. About 2:30 a.m. Friday. Now, we've talked about this before. Alice, I'm sure you can not identify, but see the logic as well. If you work at any 24-hour convenience store, anyone that walks in at 2:30 a.m., you just should put your hand on the phone.
You go, suspect.
Yeah.
Here's the problem.
Totally.
I don't care.
I think about that all the time.
It doesn't matter how conservative or they look in their appearance or how liberal they look
you
in their appearance.
You should be like Matt Lauer in a job interview. Get that hand on the button.
Yeah.
Get the desk.
I think about that all the time. I think about people that work at stores, and I wonder, do they ever feel nervous?
All the time.
That's probably part of the training. The day you don't feel nervous, stop coming in because you got to be alert.
You're too comfortable.
Yes, that's when they're going to get you.
Someone comes in at 2:30 in the morning. It doesn't matter who it is. Could be a little kid. You're like, that kid's taking something.
Right. Or I'm starting the article. The victim was behind the counter. Like, that's in my mind, I'm starting the article
about my death. You're writing your goodbye letter?
Yes.
You know, I was a door guy for a long time.
This before you moved to California?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And here when I first lived here. And I would talk up every person that came
up
to the bar.
Wait, you, Dan?
I know.
So weird.
But it'd be a lot of like, hey, how's your night going tonight? Like, I would drag out, the checking of their ID, which I was never good at. But... Because that would give me a lot of info as to what this person...
How they're
you're
responding
just like the Israeli
you.
Airlines.
You have a bum.
Just kind of like, let's build a little bit of where you're at. Because like sometimes like you would say to somebody like, how's your night been? Pretty fucking shitty, man. You're like, you know what? We're not going to be able... Like, find out right now. And so...
She left. All right.
If I worked at a convenience store 2:30 in the morning, somebody walks in, I'd be like, how's your night going? Yeah. And if they don't even acknowledge me, hand on the phone.
Hand on the button.
If they're like, they got some reason.
9-1.
You dare me to go one.
Yeah.
Christopher Maxwell wanted to buy. It's 2:30 a.m. on a Friday. So is that probably technically Saturday?
No,
it probably would be Friday. Let's assume that they're actually accurate in their reporting. So Thursday night into Friday morning.
Thursday night into Friday, okay.
I have to tell you, in my mind, he's like driving a race car. The Speedway thing
is messing
in my mind, he's been in various locations. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of numbers floating around like Donald Duck in Math Magic Land.
So he's pulling up in a Formula One vehicle.
Yes. Okay. There's a checkered flag.
Right. Is it wrong to think that every Speedway gas station should greet you with a checkered flag?
Why not?
That you cross
when you walk
the
in, they're like, you made it.
Right.
Christopher Maxwell wanted to buy some beer, but was told by the cashier that alcohol can only be sold between 7 a.m. and 1 a.m. in Sebastian, wherever that is.
Every day but Sunday
when sales don't extend past
crunk.
Midnight. Yes. So in other words, saying is after 1 a.m. you can't buy beer.
No.
Unless it's Sunday, in which case you can't buy beer at midnight.
Right.
I didn't know about this.
In Rochelle, in my hometown, for a long time, up until like
no beer
10
on
years
Sundays.
Ago, you couldn't buy any
blue loss.
You had to go to Wisconsin to get the beer, right?
Yeah. You had to go to Creston.
Yeah.
To the Shell Crest
Bowling. Cross state lines.
It's big for people out there. All right. At this point, so this cashier goes, how you doing? Probably no answer.
Uh-huh.
Guy says,
I want to buy beer. Can't do
Sir,
it.
Okay, it's 2:30 in the morning. We stopped selling beer at 1 a.m.
1 a.m.
At this point, Christopher Maxwell asked the store clerk, what would happen if I stole beer?
You never ask.
Interesting.
Look, in this world, and this is what we know, you take it first, and then you ask for it,
right,
and then you give it back if they say you got to give it back.
Ask for forgiveness.
Ask for forgiveness.
The only thing you should be asking for.
I would say...
Or beg.
If somebody said to me, what happens if I steal this beer, I would go, how far down the road do you want me to answer this? Because there's the immediate.
Yeah.
And then
you can
there's...
Take, yeah.
Yeah.
What happened?
You could set off a whole chain of events here.
So here's what happened. You take the beer,
right,
and you walk out of here. I'm not going to fight you for it. So you walk out of here.
That's a good way to answer. I will call the police.
I am already, I can see your license plate from here. I will give them your license plate.
So you make the decision on what you want to do.
They will then track you down.
Right.
They will arrest you. It will go on your record. This is like those DirecTV commercials, right? It'll go on your record.
Exactly.
You will lose your house. You will sleep outside.
You are not at Burger King. We do not have tacos here. We do not sell fries.
But
there is tilapia like rotating in a tiny little carousel.
It's a lot better than you think.
It's tilapia that rolls.
Christopher Maxwell. So he says, what would happen if I stole some beer? She advised, so this is a woman working by herself late night, and she's had enough of this
shit.
That
makes me really nervous.
She can handle it. Remember the girl at the zoo?
I know.
Crushing motherfuckers.
But that's not everybody.
That's like a woman who hangs out with
animals. Well, I believe in her. She said, she advised him she would call 911. What would happen if I stole beer? I'd call 911.
All I have to hit is one. I've already pressed 911. Right.
She then watched as Christopher Maxwell selected two packs of Bud Light valued at $32.08 and exited the store without paying.
So those are probably 24 packs of Bud Light.
Two 18 packs.
18 packs.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. He walks over. He doesn't respond. I'll call 911. He just walks over,
then I'll grabs the beer,
and goes.
Where are you going? Hmm? Nope. Mm-mm. Not telling you. We already had our talk.
Mm-hmm. So at that point, when does she call 911? When he's not responding and walking over to the beer?
You can't technically. He hasn't stole it until he walks out the door.
Now,
I would still call because I'm like, we know what's happening here.
I have never worked at a Speedway, but is calling 911 in the case of someone stealing beer an appropriate use of 911?
Absolutely.
You have a theft in progress.
Yeah. All right.
It's a crime.
Yeah, because 311's too lame.
Oh my God, 311, it would take you forever to get to.
Ever.
311, the best they could do is give you the number for 911.
Right.
Which is 911.
You're going to want to call. Yeah. All right, well, he's already gone.
The guy decided he was going to steal, like, and talked about it, and just wanted two 18 packs of Bud Light.
Take a beef jerky or something.
Yeah, let's ring it up.
A lot
here.
Of tickets.
Get all you want. Take the whole beef jerky stand.
Let's make it worth it.
Right.
Police encountered Christopher Maxwell about a quarter mile away at Indian River Boulevard and Martin Avenue.
Does anyone know what state? We were assuming it's California.
I don't know.
So.
Look, I love that Martin Avenue, like they couldn't finish Martin Luther King. It's just Martin Avenue. You know what it is.
You know that Marty guy?
He was carrying a case of beer in each hand. Nothing about him is trying to like get away with this. Yeah. Upon exiting my patrol vehicle, I gave several commands for Christopher Maxwell to stop walking, but he refused.
So he's just walking.
Yes.
On foot.
Yes.
Stole the beer.
Yes.
And by the way, the fact that they continue to give commands tells me that he's white.
Well, and stop. And we don't know. And
sadly.
His name is Christopher Maxwell.
Yeah.
That sounds
I don't
right.
know.
You mean the artist Maxwell?
Artist right. Urban Hang Suite?
So then he says, stop walking, to which I picture the guy was like, no, I'm not. What if I don't stop walking?
What if I don't stop walking?
What if I keep walking with these beers?
What if I continue walking with this beer?
Right.
And then, if anybody can tell me what this is, he then took a bladed stance towards the officer.
What is a bladed stance?
I have no idea. Is that like this?
Oh, maybe.
Were you like karate
style? Or he's holding a knife?
What did...
He is holding beer.
Or is it like this? I'm just... Displaying my arms forward as if I'm like trying to get through a crowd.
Yeah, you're almost doing like Warrior 2.
Yeah, okay, or
no,
like
then
an
there's
ice skating
the
move.
Other thing of like one arm out and then the sword over your head.
Oh.
Over your head facing the same, both of you kind of, and you're leaning back, left
like
leg
you're fencing.
Out, right. Leg, yeah, like sword
if he
over
were
your
doing
head.
That, he's on drugs.
Right.
Yeah,
Maxwell then snatched the officer's shoulder radio off.
He is on drugs.
Which I hope he then started radioing to other people.
Maxwell's playing.
That was what was playing in the Speedway.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
So then he grabs the officer's radio off his shoulder, to which I was starting to say, I hope that he started radioing other people.
Or he started running around in the
What would happen if I became
running.
A cop?
Or he tied him in a circle.
And
by
attempted
using...
to punch the cop before he was taken to the ground and handcuffed.
Did he say, what if I do this first?
I
wish that's his like calling card.
The cop was like, what if I handcuff you?
Yeah.
Then I'm arrested.
What if I put my knee in your back so hard that you start crying?
Maxwell was held late Friday at the Indian River County Jail with a bail set at $16,000. I'm going to ask you guys.
Yes, he's white.
Allison, you are our guest. You can decide if you want to go first, Tig, or third. Tig would be second. How old is Christopher Maxwell?
You want to go first, second, or third?
I'll go second.
Okay. In the tick spot, Jason Arani.
First, I think he's 19 years old. I don't think he's old enough to buy the alcohol, which is why he took it.
Really?
Yeah.
He was like, I'm doing something tonight.
I'm getting it.
Okay.
I think he's 24.
24 years old from Allison Rosen. And Jason Sklar.
I mean, I also think he's young and dumb. So, okay. I, you know, I don't
19 and 24.
I say he's 21.
21 years old. Mm-hmm. All right. Christopher Maxwell, who just wanted to know what would happen if he stole some beer at 2:30 in the morning on Friday in Sebastian somewhere.
At a Speedway.
At a Speedway. Guys, get your answers in at home if you're playing along. Is 33 years old.
The age Jesus was that's when he died.
That's a guy going through a divorce.
Wow. That's a guy going through a lot. His guy was like, I need this. You're going to take this away from me, too?
Look, take this away from me, too.
What would happen if you let me go?
Let me tell you something. If you're 33 and your best mode of transportation and you don't live in New York City is getting somewhere on foot, a lot of things have gone wrong for you recently.
Right.
You're at a place where you're like, I can't even...
You either don't have a car or had your license taken away.
That's right.
That's one of two options.
Those are your two options.
Why would that ever stop him in the past? All right, so he's just... But again, I like his mode of questioning.
What would happen if I stole the beer?
What would happen if...
Now, how fast do you think he's going to go through those two 18-packs of beer?
That's a great question.
Yeah, it's already 2:30.
Right.
Is he going to meet people, or is he trying to stock up for a month?
I hope he was asked to go on a beer run.
They asked the one guy who doesn't have a car.
There's an after-hours party waiting for him, and he's like, I can't go back to this party without the beer.
Danny's like, I'll get it. Do you want to drive? No.
No,
I'm going to be responsible.
Yeah, you think I'm an idiot?
You think I'm an idiot? I'm not going to get behind a wheel of a car.
And somebody was like, do not come back here without that beer.
Fine.
I want a minimum of 36
Do you
beers.
Have enough money? I think so.
Dude, I'm 33. I can handle this.
I got it.
That's story two.
There you go. Story two.
Sweet Jesus.
Dumb behavior. All right, we come back. One more story. Can you tease us a little bit of what we got to look forward to?
I have a test question that I need your guys' help with that offended a parent.
Ooh.
Okay, there we go. His three parents will stand and let
you know. I'm easily offended, so I'm excited to hear what they have to say.
Me too. On the other side of the break, this is Dumb People Town with Allison Rosen.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town. Anything to promote on your end, Dan?
June 24th, I'm going to be at the Siren Theater co-headlining with John Roy, so that's a little ways off. People can start thinking about that now. And then I believe July 12th, John Roy and I are co-headlining in Denver, and I will get all those details to people as they come.
Lovely. Check it out. And all of our dates are up on our supersklars.com.
Well, we want to thank everyone who came out and saw us in Chicago.
And who came out and saw us in Oklahoma because we're recording this before it happened. But we know
those shows were amazing.
Well, I just love that we did that old standby tandem of Chicago and Oklahoma.
I mean, look, it's the old Chicago-Oklahoma corridor. Chicago.
Back-to-back nights. Where are you going? Outside of Tulsa and the night before in the heart of Chicago.
But for real, call it the Wiener Circle.
This is how much I love and know that we will have great people from Chicago coming out to these shows. We're recording this before we do it.
Sure.
I'm telling you that the shows were awesome. Same in Oklahoma and same with all of our friends from like Tulsa and all that area there.
Yeah.
We are so happy that you guys came out to these shows.
End of this month, Randy and I will be in Cleveland
at Hilarities,
one of the best comedy clubs in the country, on the
31st of May and 1st of June, and then we'll be in Salt Lake City the 22nd and 23rd of June at one of our favorite clubs, Friday Saturday night at Wise Guys in Salt Lake City. Just good stuff. Go to supersklars.com. You can check it out, and check out, if you have the Stars app, you can see our special Hipster Ghosts, which is on the Stars app, and of course Sklars and Stripes, which is on Audible. Get the Audible, get Allison Rosen's book, and listen to her read it, including the extra bonus content on there. That's awesome. All good stuff, guys. And follow Allison Rosen on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes, I'm at Allison Rosen, just one L. It's don't blame me, blame my parents. They did
what
that.
I'm okay with a one L. I feel like I know a lot of one L's.
There's actually, we stick together. There's a lot of us one L's and an I in this town, but in general, if you are A-L-I-S, when you go through life with people misspelling your name.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever run into a single L with a Y?
Yep. And
yep, that yep was
get
perfect.
This.
Allison.
A UN. Whoa. I mean, that's...
That
what is that?
That's someone just
messing with science.
That's like ordering a like fries at a Taco Bell.
I once met a Dan with two N's.
Stop.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Stop. I actually wait. Did he work at Maximum Fun in audio?
Done.
There, I think there was one.
Oh really?
There, yeah.
There should be a Dun. Like I would say, Dan is your Dunn? Name Dunn? It's not Dunn. It's Dan. All right, fine.
Brooks and Dan. My favorite country western group.
Sklar Brothers.
All right, let's Dan bring us home.
Here we go. Sent in by Paul Blart at. Now his name is Paul Blart, but his handle is at Paw Blart Mall Cop.
Nice. Just watch that movie. With
I
don't my know.
Daughter. It was taken probably.
Yeah, right.
The other one.
Just
was.
Watch that movie with my younger daughter,
and
she loved it.
Yeah, it's Die Hard for Kids. James. It's Die Hard for Kids.
He does so many funny physical things that a 10-year-old girl was just like cracking up at.
It was perfect. I ask you guys a parenting and movie question?
Sure, because we're gonna then get to
that. Yeah, I know. Here. Okay. At what age did you let your kids watch screens, and do I need to be worried? Because I think that the recommendation is 2 years old, but my kid already, he's 15 months, and I already let him watch Sesame Street on my phone sometimes.
I would say just be careful of giving him the phone to have himself. I would say you can control it and have, but don't get an iPad for your kid if you can hold out on that, and because I've made the mistake and gone both ways. That's my advice, and my advice is you're not going to hide screens from your kids. It's going to be impossible to do it, and if you're a parent these days, we grew up watching TV. It is what it is, but if you can limit it as much as possible.
Yeah, but isn't screen time like 10 times the amount of our TV time was?
But by what does that even mean?
It depends.
Like, by what metric?
You can control it. I mean, what you can say is, we'll do a little bit before. I wouldn't do it right before bed, but you can say do a little in the afternoon.
What happened is it started becoming increasingly difficult to change his diaper. Like, he wants to roll over.
Yeah.
So if I give him. Yeah, and then it's so easy to change his diaper, but I know that it's not good that I've done
like,
this.
It's
crack,
literally.
Baby. Crack.
It is.
So give him something else. Give him like a cool toy.
Yeah, that's what I need to find.
It's super hard, and it's so much easier. And if you are someone who works all the time like we do, and you're at home and like, I gotta answer this stuff, I gotta tweet out about the book being out, and I gotta do this, but the kid's over here.
What if you're like, the kid is starting to tweet out better stuff than me?
Oh my God, I let him take over my account.
Right, take over. Here's the keys.
On your account.
He did. He went live on Instagram once.
Really?
And I panicked when I noticed it because
it was all nude.
Yeah, because I had used the toilet while this, and I was like, oh shoot.
I was following you for that.
Yeah, but it was, and then I watched it. It was just 12 seconds, and you can't see anything.
And some people are like, that's your best post you've ever had.
It's my most popular.
What?
Yeah.
What? All right. It was pretty good.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Excuse me. When he first heard the question, Omar Austin of Jacksonville, Florida, thought it was a joke.
I love how opaque the beginning of this thing is. They're like, we're not going to jump into this.
We're going to literally bury the lead.
Yeah.
His daughter, a junior at Westside High School, shared the question on her anatomy homework. So this was a question on her take-home homework
junior
from
in
an
high
anatomy
school.
Class.
Junior in high
sophomore,
school.
I believe.
Sophomore in high school.
Here's the question. I'm also going to tell you before I do this to
15 years old, maybe 16.
I do not know the answer, and I tried extensively to find an article where they gave the answer. So
I have not heard the question, but I'm going to just say the answer is vulva.
Okay.
Also, read the first line again.
The very first?
Yeah.
When he first heard the question, Omar Austin of Jacksonville, Florida, thought it was a joke.
It sounds like the beginning of a riddle.
Right?
Like, thought it was a joke. Mm-hmm. What am I?
I know. Right. It is.
A goldfish.
The doctor is his mother.
I'm sorry.
Now, either one of the three of you will know the answer to this, or we are going to have to wait until this episode drops and
someone
many people
tell us. Yeah,
I mean,
that we're dumb.
It feels like something we should know. So
this is why we're dumber.
Maybe
I trust that Allison is here.
I mean,
Here's
I am
question.
Here.
This was printed
on an anatomy test.
Like, yeah, but like a homework test thing,
okay,
right?
Got fair enough.
Ursula, this is the question. Ursula,
it's the uvula,
was devastated when her boyfriend broke up with her after having sex.
What?
To get revenge, she had sex with his best friend the next day.
Ooh.
Ursula had a beautiful baby girl 9 months later. Ursula has a type O blood. Her ex-boyfriend is type AB blood, and his best friend is type A blood. If her baby daddy is her ex-boyfriend, what could her baby's possible blood type not be?
It could not be O, because you can't combine.
It's here you go, multiple choice. Is it A?
No.
B, O, or both A and B?
It could be, it cannot be O. It cannot be O because O is like the only, it's like an outlier.
O's can only make O's?
Yeah, O's and O's can only make O's.
O's and O's can only make O's.
So could it be A or A and B?
What is, wait, you said, who has which blood?
The question is, what could it not be? And the answer is O.
Right. Ursula has type O blood. Her ex-boyfriend has AB. If her ex-boyfriend is the baby daddy, what is the blood type her daughter could not be?
And it doesn't say the baby's daddy. It says the baby daddy.
It literally said what could be her baby. If her baby daddy is her ex-boyfriend.
That's on a worksheet, baby daddy?
Well, wait, the fact that they
but that's your problem with this question?
Yes. That they normalized her sleeping with her ex-boyfriend's best friend the next day. Everybody's allowed to do whatever they want. Also, but these are kids.
Yeah. So kids having babies?
Right.
She's a freshman. What did the guy
Michelle
that
Wolf
she
would say, get an abortion.
What are the best friends?
They don't say.
Blood,
they're
they
just
don't
saying
say what
you only
is.
Need to know the ex-boyfriend is AB because like, why if you he's have, the baby
I'm like,
daddy.
Why are you having this kid? That's my question. Yeah. Why the hell are you having this kid?
So that the boyfriend's AB and the...
And she and Ursula is O.
O.
What's the one thing she can't be? O. I think it's O.
It has to be O and O.
Both have to be O in order for
it to be. So then is the answer A or both A and B?
What it can be.
What it can't be.
What it can't be.
I guess we're only asking.
Can't be
so it just can't be O.
Oh,
right. Is that an option?
That's D.
Yes. The
D
answers are A, B, O, or A and B.
Okay.
O. The answer is C, that it cannot be O.
C, O.
Now imagine that one of your kids read that question to you from the kitchen table
who
one
that
night.
That's a joke. Oh, that the just the whole thing about baby daddy and all that.
Yeah,
that.
And having
could
sex.
Could it be A? If one of the parents is A, B, and one is O, could the blood be A, B? Is that how that works? Do you
I
get
have
both?
No
yes,
idea.
It can.
It can, okay.
Are you guys looking up the answer?
Look it up, Jay. Look it up.
Both guys just took out their phones, and I'm like, I don't know if Allison
Jay,
and I are the only people still
Jay,
on this
look it up.
Podcast.
Look it up. No.
But I figured you were
Jay
both
just,
looking it up.
Jay and I are just texting each other. We're like, what is it? We're just texting each other.
That's so funny. Those types of questions, this is what Austin told First Coast News. Those types of questions should be left for reality TV and soap operas, not an 11th grader's anatomy class. So maybe this don't is junior. You
she's
were right.
Junior.
I'm sorry,
thanks.
Jason Sklar.
It's Randy.
Who said it? I thought
Randy.
Jason said she was a junior.
Jason with the glasses and Randy.
But I thought you said she was a junior.
I said
now
freshman.
I'm glad I can finally junior. Know which one's which.
Okay.
Were you waiting for me to introduce myself
years,
till they
years
yeah.
years and I always miss the introduction. The words baby daddy and baby mama being used, that's foresight, Austin told WTLV. What's that mean? That's foresight.
Like they're predicting something's going to happen
in
the
story of the question?
No.
Is he using the wrong word?
I think he's using it wrong, yeah.
Yeah. The fact that she's having sex with one guy and to get revenge on this guy, she has sex with his best friend the next day. I mean, that's just not something I want to teach any student.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I would say you're in Florida.
Yeah.
That's true.
You moved here.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff you're going to have to show.
Right. When you live in Florida, you got to like the if
be happy that they're teaching
like,
them.
Yes. I would love to read a multiple choice exam that was just all Florida. Like if Bobby has 7 switchblades,
and
you're like,
that's
eh.
the thing. When
and
I thought
Susan
about this,
Susan has 2 switchblades. We got to do like an all Florida SAT.
Mm. Well, that's what I was going to say. Is
let's do it.
This is the type of test question you'd find in Dumb People Town.
Right.
It's perfect.
This is on the Dumb People SAT.
If you have 7 bricks and you get in a brick fight with 6 other people, how many bricks are left?
That's right.
And then
you're
right, depends on who brought a knife.
Right.
That's the correct
it's a
answer
it's a
to the Florida problem question.
Right, so I can understand why he thinks this is
inappropriate.
Inappropriate. Right. It's inappropriate this is being taught.
He was concerned about the morality of the question.
Right. Fine.
Of the idea of Ursula having sex to get revenge. He says the principal of Westside High School told him that it was a computer-generated question and seemed very nonchalant about the whole thing.
Well,
Ursula's getting revenge on her parents for calling her Ursula, all right? That's the beginning of the revenge.
Right. Hasn't she seen Little Mermaid? I mean, haven't they seen Little Mermaid?
No, they haven't.
Austin says that he was told that a teacher just printed it and handed it out.
Well, someone wrote it.
Right.
Don't shoot the messenger. Oh, wait, you're the
you
teacher.
You are the teacher.
Shoot the teacher that just printed and handed.
Don't shoot anybody.
But Austin says that's not good enough. I want it to be acknowledged. I want it to be reviewed. And I want it to be changed. I think we can do better.
Yeah, but no one's getting the answer right.
The acknowledged part and reviewed falls in the category of foresight with me. I don't really understand what he's saying.
What if Ursula, let me say this. What if they identified Ursula as a 27-year-old woman? That changes it.
Oh, big time.
Right?
But then still, I don't know that that's an appropriate question for kids. I know they're not, I know juniors in high school. 16. I know, guys.
She's
I know.
16. Some of these juniors kids are 17.
Yeah.
It's like a life question.
The
but there are details in it that don't need to be there.
That's
like the new sex revenge.
You wanted to have a question about blood types and how it works, but you were like, let's frame this with sex.
If your mom is A and your dad is O, then what kind of blood type can you not have? That's
right.
The same question.
Right.
That's essentially the question. But they were trying to, I guess, liven it up.
I know.
So then...
Or...
So why wouldn't they say it like this? If Drake was on tour. Like, why can't they make it about that?
This is what I think.
That's what they should do.
I think
do.
A guy had his girlfriend Ursula break up with him. Uh-huh. He's a teacher.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
that
he
makes
was
sense.
Low
he's
key
a test question writer.
Yes.
Yes.
He's not a teacher. He's a test question writer.
And he was like, you want to take it on me? I'm like, take it on you.
Guess what?
And I bet that the one that she cheated on him with is also a teacher
yes.
at the school.
And he's like, Bill, read this, because that is such a specific name.
Right, and maybe he knows what blood type the kid has, and he's like, I am the baby daddy.
Yeah, because he's like, well,
I don't know what foresight means, yeah, but I am.
Because he's like, because he's probably like, how could this be their blood type? Figure it out.
Like, hey, you should, like a test question should never end with the phrase, so take that, Ursula.
Because it does end really weird. Which one of these
who's the dummy now, like, Ursula? Yeah, but hey, Todd Glass, you disagree with us that the world's getting dumber? This is a standardized test question. We win.
It's standardized.
You don't win when that's a test question on tests that are given to children in school.
This was mimeographed, guys.
At first, the school system, Duval, Robert, County Public Schools, issued a statement that read, the question was highly inappropriate and not part of a district assessment. We are thankful to the parent who contacted the school directly to share his concerns. Immediately upon being made aware of this matter, school and district leaders began conducting a review of the situation. Also, this means...
By the way, no one has removed the question. They're just saying, hey, thank you.
We should set up a commission to look at the review.
You know when people hit you up with annoying shit and you're just like, hey, that is a great... We're gonna look into that.
Mm. Right.
You don't have to do anything after that.
Right. And also... He's the only parent that complained.
The only one.
The only one.
I mean.
But upon further review, it came to light that the question had been written by another teacher in the school system and shared on a digital platform that is used by our teachers, is what the school said.
Someone hacked in.
Even though I was wrong about it being standardized, I'm still right. That a teacher put
that
question.
Well, it became a district standard question.
It's a standard question.
Yeah.
Still.
Isn't that crazy?
Jeez.
Although, here's what I'll say. I agree that that's an inappropriate question, and in a way it almost... like
it's just inappropriate context.
Before we decided that it was the teacher airing, like, trying to out someone, which I think is right, I was thinking, is this like when they make anti-drug content hip-hop?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, to try to, like, make it cooler for the kids. So I agree it's inappropriate. At the same time, does anyone actually think this is harming the kids in any way?
No.
I don't think so. And by the way, when
you
think of
I don't know why you would choose that. I'm one of the most sexually progressive people that I know. I don't care. People have a right to do whatever they want as long as they don't hurt themselves or other people. But I was just like, why choose that context?
Right.
You know what it is? By the way, 15-year-olds, 14, 15, 16, 17, they're watching movies and TVs.
They understand all of this.
They understand all this. They're watching stuff that is so far advanced than this.
Right.
But you say to yourself, school maybe is a place that you shouldn't have this stuff. But truthfully, I don't know. I don't know what I would think if it was like a junior.
I'd probably care less if they were like, Ursula has multiple sex partners. Mm-hmm. Ursula then had a baby.
Right.
Two of the sex partners. Like,
that would be a fascinating, this is the world.
Because this is what's happening.
Right. Ursula
think
is
about
polyamorous.
Things in these
she's polyamorous.
She's
We're woke.
Pansexual.
Welcome to the standardized Florida woke test.
Brought to you by Transparent.
Yeah, exactly. That's story three, y'all.
There we go.
Sweet jeez.
I know.
All right, before we get out of here, we did go through Midway Airport, and we looked for Michael Kissick, the friendliest TSA agent ever. We could not find him, but apparently he was like on break. He never takes breaks. He was on breaks when we went through security. We left something there, and he left us a voicemail message about what we left there, and I guess we just got to pick it up the next time we come through. This is Michael Kissick's message to us.
You have one new voice message.
Now, I'm calling my friends. Yeah, they're Sklar Brothers. Sklar, S-K... Oh, I'm... Hey, Sklar Brothers, how you doing? Michael Kissick here for you. Got your number here again. So, the old one you gave me wasn't working for a while, so hope that's all right that the podcast people gave me another one. Anyway, just calling you guys. The reason I called, actually, was you guys rolled through here last weekend. Hope you had good shows. So good to see you guys. Well, actually, I heard I missed you, but I saw you guys walking away, and I tried to wave and give you a high five from a distance, but I couldn't. Anyway, somebody left a bracelet here, like a nice, pretty tennis bracelet. You guys are fancy guys, so I figured it's probably yours, probably Randy's, if I had to guess. Anyway, I'd love to give it back to you guys. I'd love to, you know, come see you, maybe have dinner and then hang out a little bit. I could talk to you guys about what I'm going through, and then you guys could listen to things I'm going through, and then, you know, maybe, you know, just kind of close the night out looking at the stars like friends do, you know. But it's probably your tennis bracelet. So anyway, that's why I called. It's really pretty on the inside. It says, to my love, she's the greatest. So I think probably you wear that to remember, I don't know, like think of your wife or something sometimes or something like that. It's very small, but I don't know, maybe, you know, like I said, it's probably Randy's. Anyway, really bummed I didn't get to hang out with you guys, but calling now only about the bracelet, and then if we hang out because of that, you know, that's good too. So, got to get done on my break here, but hope you guys are doing good, and hopefully you hope I am doing good too. All right. Bye.
And so what happened in that thing is just he's just
lonely
looking for people to hang out with and just wants a
very clearly we left nothing and he's fabricating and wants us to come back. All right.
A hug counts as a pat down.
Dan, did we leave? I don't remember leaving any of that stuff there.
I feel like that's like, you know, when you dated somebody and they're like, I think you have some stuff here, and you're like, I don't.
No.
And if I do, pitch it.
Have it. Sure. If I haven't used it in the last 6 months, it's yours.
Right.
I don't need it.
It's yours to get rid of. All right. Allison Rosen, thank you so much for
the
joining
book
us.
Is Tropical Attire is Encouraged.
Encouraged.
Just
and
Tropical
other phrases.
Attire,
yeah,
Encouraged. And
right.
Other phrases that
scare me.
Yeah.
Tropical Attire.
That's the book, Encouraged. And the podcast is Allison Rosen is Your New Best Friend. Check that out. All of our Dumb People Town, DPT Townies. Check that out. And guys, shit, we got to get back to work.
It's a good show.